about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hello, everybody. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Whew, sorry, I just got off the road. We did the Disneyland weekend. Remember I said I was going to be taking the kids? So we did the whole President's Day out, Disneyland weekend. Gosh, that's expensive, you know? I'm looking for a McDonald's just somewhere in the vicinity to get a 99-cent burger, but nope, doesn't happen that way. Oh, my God, my jaw even hurts. I think great place, a lot of fun. A lot of exercise. I think people are rude. This whole standing in line thing really gets to you. I'm not agoraphobic, but I'm just going to say right now, I don't want to look at a line. I don't want to look at several hundred people in one location, and I definitely don't want to see a mouse. I'm a little sick of it. Even the kids, you know, you just, all we did, I think we were only there for 40 hours. I think I left after the Saturday show. Right? Came back Monday. I think it was probably less than 40 hours. And I mean, we are done. I mean, it was great. You know, cool stuff. I learned a lot about the park. I guess they don't sell bubblegum there. Walt Disney never wanted bubblegum sold because it would make the park dirty. You know, and they have all their characters and cast members that clean. They don't call them staff at Disneyland. They call them cast members, which is cool. I guess the opening day, Ronald Reagan was an out-of-work actor at the time. And he was there to help with the live broadcast with Art Linkletter and Bob Cummings. So that was pretty cool. I guess the toilets weren't working on opening day. And it was called Black Sunday. But then things were corrected and everything kind of, you know, came out fine. I didn't know Steve Martin used to work at Disneyland when he was a kid. Yeah, Steve Martin used to work there. Trying to think what other cool trivia. I mean, it's amazing with the rides. I mean, now I don't know how many attractions. I think they have 80, you know. And when you look back, they only really had, I think, about maybe 16 attractions on day one. The Autotopia, still there. Dumbo, some speedboats. Oh, I remember in the 70s, there were water speedboats, weren't they? And those got taken away. Davy Crockett Museum. Of course, that would, back in the 50s, make a lot of sense. The kids now, they don't even know who Davy Crockett is. What else was there? There was an Explorer's Boat Ride, which is now the Jungle Cruise. They had Peter Pan. Yeah, you know, it's a shame. My kids, our kids these days, they really don't know the Dumbo, the old, you know, Walt Disney things. I mean, right now, everything is all Transformers and X-Men. I mean, cool stuff. Cool stuff, but you know, we're passing by the Dumbo ride. They're like, "Who's that?" That's an elephant. I'm like, "Well, there was a cartoon Dumbo." Then you try to play Dumbo now for your grandkids or for your kids. Just try and play the Dumbo movie. We tried that. They're like, "Boring," you know, because the animation was, you know, I mean, oh my gosh, what's that one movie, Fantasia? It's boring. Mickey Mouse is sitting there. There's all this music. It is. It's boring. You know, I don't know if as a society or just have kids evolved where you need to have the bright colors. I think it's obviously our environmental. It's not an evolving issue. But these kids, they get so used to now all these techno sounds and fluorescent colors that you stick in a Dumbo movie. You know, they're going to completely blow it off. Nemo, very bright. Toy Story looks kind of 3D-ish. You know, kids, that's what they want right now. You try to show them any. I asked my kids when we were walking through Fantasyland. I'm like, do you know Mickey Mouse? They're like, "Yeah, it's the mouse with the big head." I go, "Have you ever seen a cartoon?" "Oh, it's black and white. The Mickey Mouse cartoon is black and white." So they're probably alluding to, you know, when Mickey was sitting there operating the tugboat and he's whistling and kind of, you know, waving his tushy and, you know, kind of, you know, happy. So they don't know anything about Mickey or Minnie or Goofy or Pluto. And it's kind of a shame because, you know, oh, Steamboat Willie. That's right. Thank you, Kyle. Steamboat Willie. Famous first cartoon. And you know, so the kids, you know, we bring them there. We bring them to Disneyland. And it's like, "Well, okay, where's Scream?" I go, "Scream? Well, I guess that's that loop-de-loop roller coaster at California Adventure." I go, okay, well, we'll do screening, but what I want to go to It's a Small World. They're like, It's a Small World, that's boring. It's a Small World, that's the one ride I remember when I was a little girl. It's a Small World. I didn't like the teacups because I thought it kind of hurt, you know, screeching your hand along the hot plastic. That I didn't like. I didn't really like the teacups. Dumbo was okay. You know, until I got too big to fit. But the It's a Small World, the kids are bored. What kind of a ride is this, Mom? So all they wanted to do is go on Space Mountain, which is cool, Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain, and then the California Adventure. So why even go to Disneyland? I mean, just go to Six Flags. So I was just really just fed up. I'm exhausted. I'm broke. My kids are mad. I made them go on It's a Small World. And that's it. All right, guys, what are we going to talk about today? All right, looks like hepatitis C... All right, deaths are higher than HIV deaths. There are probably many of you who have been exposed to hepatitis C. We really, really, really need to spend some time on hepatitis C and talk about that. Also, it looks like there's this really, really cool, they call it DNA origami robots that target cancer cells and unload a code that causes these cancer cells to commit suicide. I mean, I'm looking at this, and I am just in awe at what they could do. They call them DNA origami, where it's kind of folded up and hidden, so a cancer cell will take it in. I mean, they could honestly make a movie. They could probably make a Disneyland ride out of this, you know, with the way kids are these days. Okay, more news on inhalable caffeine. We're going to take a look at also, I want to review what to do with your feet. All right, I've been getting so many emails on what my diabetics should do with their feet, so we definitely need to look at that. Now, most importantly, though, I want to hear from you, so call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dalia Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I want you all to listen up here because, you know, many of you, you hear HIV, you hear hepatitis C, you hear, you know, syphilis, and you're like, okay, well, that's not me. You know, I don't have sex. I'm fine. I've been doing the same job I've been doing for years. I'm out of the woods. I can tune this part out. Don't tune me out. Do not tune me out on this one. I think many more of you could possibly be walking around with hepatitis C than you know. Now, just to recap, hepatitis C, it's a virus, okay? It comes from the hepatitis families. You have the hepatitis A, B, C. There's even a delta. And hepatitis A is the one that we hear about a lot that you can get. That's pretty self-limiting, but you get it from food. Fast food. You know, you throw up, you have diarrhea, you could turn yellow, you could get very sick. Get very sick, but it doesn't last and cause long-term sequelae, hopefully, like hepatitis B and hepatitis C should. Hepatitis B is really big with the liver cancers. Hepatitis C can put you into liver failure. And today, news broke that deaths from hepatitis C have been rising so much in the U.S. that now more Americans die from hepatitis C than even HIV. All right, they say about 3.2 million Americans are affected with hepatitis C that we even know of. And hepatitis C does cause liver cancer also, like hepatitis B, but it causes cirrhosis, where your liver just is scarred, just scars and hardens and doesn't, you know, relieve the toxins and make the proteins and the variety of other things the liver does. So it's pretty serious stuff. And chronic hepatitis could be pretty preventable. Now, whenever you look at the websites, like the CDC websites, et cetera, they'll say, all right, these are the people that should be tested for hepatitis C. All right. Now, I don't think this is exclusive. All right. And I'm going to tell you why. But for the most part, you'll hear, all right, persons, you know, people who ever did illegal drugs. Okay, if you've ever shared needles, you should be routinely tested for hepatitis C. And this is where most of you turn me out. You're like, I don't do drugs. I don't need to listen to this, right? I don't have sex with people without protection. Okay, but listen, all right? Anybody who received blood products or transfusions, let's say prior to 87, okay, if you had a transfusion as a child, you don't remember it, your mom doesn't remember it, again, get tested, okay? If you were ever on chronic renal dialysis, anybody, any time, okay? If your liver enzymes are up, if you get a blood test and your liver enzymes look a little kooky, all right, you should get a hepatitis test. No, but Dr. Dahlia, my liver is always like that. I drink alcohol every now and then. Check. If you've ever been notified that you received a blood transfusion from a donor who later tested for hepatitis C, that makes sense. Actually, this is very interesting. This is very interesting. All right. They actually expanded it now to if you've received a blood transfusion before July of 1992 or an organ transplant before July of 1992. So they were talking about more blood products for treatment of bleeding problems like platelets, et cetera, 1987 and before. But 1992 and before is when they really got strict and started to take a look at the transfusions. If you are a healthcare worker, a first responder who has ever had an accidental needle stick or mucous membrane exposure to hepatitis C positive blood, and of course, children born to hepatitis C positive mothers. So many of you are going, okay, well, none of those are me. None of those are me. All right. Well, do you realize that if you do get nicked with something that had hepatitis C sitting on it for months, you could be exposed to hepatitis C? All right. Now, we've talked about many of us women getting our nails done. And we go in there, and even though most salons are supposed to autoclave everything, I've seen, you know, in other salons, people hunt, you know, the manicurists, you know, try to hunt down other equipment, and they grab it from another desk, and they use the equipment on you. And if they're really digging in to your nails and digging in, many of us bleed, right? Many of us have bled during our pedicures or our manicures, right? Yeah. Well, if there was hepatitis C on that from another person, ouch. Okay. All right. I would just suggest, okay, at your next routine blood test, have them do a hepatitis panel. Let's say you're achy. Let's say you are just chronically achy. Now, this was something I learned later. I didn't learn in medical school. All right. I learned, all right, check, you know, for hepatitis if the liver enzymes look a little funny. But one thing I noticed is whenever I send a patient to a rheumatologist for lupus, rheumatism, chronic arthritis, you know, I see that the doctor runs a hepatitis panel. Yeah, and usually it's negative. Every once in a while he picks up something, antibodies, et cetera, we chase it down. But, you know, I always feel embarrassed. You know, when I was first coming out of training, I'm like, well, dope. You know, I should have. I mean, can you imagine somebody else finding hepatitis when you're the primary doctor? But hepatitis can sometimes make you achy. You know, sometimes you have absolutely no idea. You know, if you look up, if you're Googling and you look up hepatitis symptoms, okay, they'll say you could have fever, you could have headache, you could have muscle aches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, loss of appetite, fatigue, your stool could look different, your urine could look different, abdominal pain, yellow skin, etc. But I'm going to tell you, 90% of the people I diagnosed hepatitis in had absolutely no clue. And I ran the test because the liver looked funny. Or they had, you know, aches. They had arthritis. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, my arthritis is kicking in because there's some rain. You know, okay. And, you know, I practice out of Las Vegas. It's not the most humid environment. So if they're achy, I just throw a hepatitis test on there. Now, you know, no need to panic. Okay, I get my hepatitis checked all the time. But then again, I work with people in the medical field. So I do. Going back to salons or barber, I mean, like if you like going to the barber and them using the straight edge, okay, maybe purchase your own and bring it to your barber and say, use this. I mean, you know, just if you, same thing with the salon, maybe buy your own manicure, pedicure tools. You could get them at Walmart for like $20. That's what I did. And then just bring those, and this way you could clean them yourself, you could alcohol them, and you know they're just yours. But I think there's a lot of other ways you can pick up hepatitis. You know, and I've had couples where you know, one had hepatitis and the other didn't. You know, and they're like, well, how could that be? We've had sex. We've had unprotected sex. I don't know. You know, so you don't always get it from sex. Okay, because we're like, well, I got it from my wife. No, your wife doesn't have hepatitis, and you do. And if you never did drugs and you never had a transfusion, something got into your system. So my recommendation is it's a very easy test. Just once in a while, get that done. Okay? Now, if you are positive, let's say something comes up positive, okay? You could have been exposed, but it doesn't mean you have active hepatitis. There's a way for the doctor to see if you've been exposed. Remember, when you're exposed to something, you build up antibodies, right? Your body recognizes it the very first time, makes these antibodies, so the next time it sees it, it could try to fight it. Now, keep in mind, with your viruses, like your hepatitis B and C and the Delta, those are usually with you for life. Whereas your hepatitis A will usually go away. However, your hepatitis A antibodies may still stay positive. And there's a way the doctor could tell if it's current hepatitis A or chronic. Very easy. So if you get a hepatitis panel, go, oh, Dahlia, it's going to come up positive because I got hepatitis when I went to Mexico 20 years ago. Not a big deal. They'll be able to figure it out. They'll be able to figure out which type. And if it was type A, be able to tell if it's old or new. Now, how do they tell if it's old or new? Well, we've talked about the antibodies, the IgM antibody and the IgG. Your body makes antibodies in a certain sequence. So when you first are affected with something, your IgM will rise. Then after about a month, they wane, and then your IgG become your permanent antibody markers. So if you have an old infection, your IgM will be negative because nothing is happening currently within the first 30 days. Yet if you have high antibodies in the first 30 days, your IgM will be high. Does that make sense? So that's how a doctor could tell, you know. And also with hepatitis C, there's other ways. You could look at core antibodies, surface antigen, surface antibody. There's a way for him to tell. And, you know, many of you that may show a positive, again, doesn't mean you actively have it. But it's nice to know and then check to see if you have the DNA, if you do have the RNA, because if you do carry it, we do want to protect your loved ones. You know, you may have to, you know, wear condoms. You may not be able to donate blood. You may have to watch yourself around with, you know, around the kids. All right. And of course, if you're a woman, you could possibly pass it on to your infant. So, you know, when you see all week long, you're going to be hearing about this with the hepatitis C and HIV. Whenever I find something early in the week, it's going to be all week long again. And you know what? Why not get an HIV test? Why not? It's nice to know. You know, I mean, I'm sure we've all had some encounters that might not have been the most protected. Why not? Just to be on the safe side. I think it's a good idea. Okay. We're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, I want to hit more medical news. I also want to talk about, I guess, a hospital had to shut down because of bats. I guess bats took over this hospital. I got to take a look at that. I just saw that headline while talking to you guys. I'm a little spooked out about that. And I guess 15% of U.S. surgeons report having drinking problems. 15%? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap.
Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it looks like the FDA is really going to keep an eye on this inhalable caffeine. Remember we were talking about this little inhalable caffeine that kind of looks like it's in a lipstick canister. You're able to give yourself a jolt of what I believe is 100 milligrams of caffeine, like a pretty strong cup of coffee. They mix it in with B vitamins and, you know, they make it look healthy. But of course, this arrow shot, which is what they call it, can be pretty concerning because we've been watching this whole Four Loko issue where alcohol and an energy drink was mixed in together. And so people that mix energy drinks and alcohol, I mean, they could do it themselves. They could take a Red Bull and Jaeger, which is a common drink with the youngsters. I have to tell you, I tried it. It made me barf. It was disgusting. Wouldn't, you know, but I wanted to taste what the big craze was. I didn't like it. But again, the big worry is these kids are caffeinating themselves. So rather than getting the sedative effect from the alcohol and getting tired and, you know, getting a little lax, the caffeine revs them up so they could drink and drink and drink. Well, this Four Loko, from what I understand, was taken off the market. And again, I could be wrong until I hear that a child died, right? You got to hear this. This is ridiculous. A 13-year-old, Michael Truluck, was actually drinking a Four Loko. It made him vomit. Now, remember, Four Loko is an alcohol energy drink mix, okay? He decides to open the door of the car to vomit. While the car was making a turn, he falls out, gets struck by another vehicle. Now, the mother said he had been drinking Four Loko. The kid was only in eighth grade. No charges will be filed against the driver who struck the boy. What is a 13-year-old drinking a Four Loko for? First of all, what is a 13-year-old? Okay, there's problems on all levels on this one, okay? What is a 13-year-old doing drinking alcohol? Period. Number two, why is he drinking a caffeinated drink? And from what I understand, a drink that's off the market. Number three, why are you opening a door of a car that's moving? Why? I mean, who was driving? Did mom say, oh, you're not throwing up in here? And number four, how did he fall out if he was wearing a seatbelt? He probably wasn't wearing a seatbelt. So, I mean, I can't just blame Four Loko. I think there's a bunch of things that went wrong in this one, but still, frightening stuff. Absolutely frightening stuff. Just know what your kids are doing. That's all I could say. Please, for the love of the Lord, know what your kids are doing. Now, let's go to this next headline here. 15% of U.S. surgeons report drinking problems in a survey. So these are 15% who admit to it. They say an online anonymous poll indicated that 15% of surgeons appear to suffer from alcohol abuse or dependence. Nearly 14% of male surgeons and 26% of female surgeons. Whoa. These figures exceed the 8% to 12% figure typically cited for alcohol abuse rates among the public at large. So surgeons are drinking more than the average. Now, okay, I understand the stress. Okay, being a surgeon, extremely stressful. Not getting paid, extremely stressful. Having the liability, extremely stressful. I just didn't realize there was that much drinking. All right? Now, let me see. This was a survey led by Dr. Michael Oreskovich, clinical associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the University of Washington, Seattle. They said the chance of a patient being injured by an impaired surgeon is really uncommon. Some like 1 in 10,000 usually don't hear it. But the findings do beg the question as to why it is that every other safety-sensitive profession has random drug screening while surgeons do not. Some anesthesiologists, he says, are finally undergoing the pre-employment drug screens, random drug screens, for-cause drug screens for this reason. Should doctors be drug screened? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Among the nearly 7,200 respondents who reported drinking behaviors that amounted to full-fledged abuse or dependence. That's amazing. Completed surveys have demonstrated an unhealthy, risky pattern of drinking that did not amount to a diagnosis requiring treatment. We're not including the final tally. Okay, I don't know. I'm just reading. So what do we get from this? Okay, this is just one online survey. Maybe the doctors were ticked off saying, you know what, let's mess these guys up. It's a stupid question. How dare you ask me that? Let's put heck yeah. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. You're entrusting your life with the surgeon. But, you know, how do you ask him, do you drink? How do you ask him to submit for testing? How do you do that? You know, and how do you, I mean, especially with alcohol, you know, I mean, let's say the medical board decides, you know what, okay, we're going to randomly once a year screen people. Okay, well, you could screen people, but what if they had some wine the night before? I mean, doctors go out to have dinner once in a while. You know, I mean, how do you do that? I mean, what they would have to do if they wanted to ensure that your doctor or surgeon is completely free of any under the influence drugs or alcohol is they'd probably have to screen the day of. Now, of course, marijuana you could pick up in the hair for 30 days. Your benzodiazepines will be in the system for a while. But then again, what if your doctor has a prescription? You know, this could get pretty ugly. You know, many doctors, just like teachers and police officers, firefighters, etc., pilots, they're on certain medications. Now, we talked about pilots before on the show and certain medications pilots cannot be on, even with a prescription if they fly. Gosh, for some reason, I can't remember them for now. I tell you, this is what happens when you go to Disneyland, right? You got Goofy on the head. We did this on the show, I believe, about a year ago, but I'm going to look it up. But, you know, the thing is, okay, what if your doctor takes a pain pill? What if your doctor, you know, took a sleeping aid the night before? This is serious stuff. Personally, I think it's a great idea for doctors to get drug screened. Absolutely. Right? I mean, we need as little errors as possible, and we're dealing with life and death. life and death. I mean, when I was doing my 36-hour shifts, I was scared to death of the sleep deprivation and that impairing my judgment. Now, luckily, your epinephrine kicks in. So when you're running a code, you know, when they say, you know, code red, room, ICU room two, I mean, and no matter how asleep you are, you jump in. But I remember falling asleep just, I guess, at my 30th hour, nodding off, and the nurse going, Dr. Dahlia, they called you whatever then. I don't think they called me Dr. Dahlia. My last name was Zodiru. So like, Dr. Zodiru, you gotta, you know, to deliver in 702. So I would stumble there, and the baby was coming out quickly. And I mean, you woke yourself up. I hated being foggy when that happened. But to me, I thought being that sedated was, or not sedated, just tired, that fatigued, being on your 30th hour was even far more worse than anything anybody could be drinking. You know, so then what we would do is we would try to, you know, we'd go down to the cafeteria and we'd try to get coffee, even though we hated the taste of coffee, but then you'd shake. Have you ever drunk coffee being up for 2 days straight? Have you? You shake. So now you're trying to operate, you're trying to sew, and you have the caffeine shakes. That's why they changed the rules with the interns and the residents, because it really wasn't healthy. Then we would be driving home and falling asleep at the wheel. I cannot believe none of us got killed. And I can't believe none of us killed any patients during all that. But I mean, that's just the way things were done when you were trained, and it was frustrating. But there's no excuse now. Out of practice, you're running your practice, you're running your business. Yeah, you can have a glass of wine once in a while. But really, if this is true, 15% of U.S. surgeons report drinking problems, then they probably should have practiced. You know, one for their own health. If you're that stressed, if this career, and I mean, trust me, I don't blame you for wanting to drink. I mean, the way medicine has gone, the way reimbursements has gone, where medicine is going with Obamacare, I don't blame you for wanting to drink it, just you can't. Okay? You have to be with it, even on your day off or night off. Okay? You still don't overdo it. Because again, you got to be at work on Monday. So, as far as I'm concerned, if they do ever want to do drug testing, I think that's great. I just don't know how they're going to manage that. Now, well, and again, I don't want to use drug. I shouldn't say drug. I should say alcohol with this, of course, because that's what they're testing. I can't tell if I'm on break. Is the music kicking up? Oh, I think I hear music. All right. Sorry, we got a very light bumper. We're going to get my group.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Show. I am very excited. I was asked to be one of the speakers at the annual Lincoln Day dinner. Our Lincoln Day dinner here in Clark County is going to be this Saturday. And I'm sure many of you have Lincoln Day dinners throughout the country. Great. I got to tell you, it is a great event for any of you kind of concerned about what's going on with their country and want to make some noise. And I'm very excited. I am very honored. So for those of you that can make the Lincoln Day dinner where I live Saturday night at the Venetian, that's going to be exciting. I can't wait. All right. Let's talk about bats causing a local hospital shutdown in North Carolina. A hospital in Rockingham, North Carolina is temporarily closed so crews can remove a colony of bats. They aren't even accepting new patients. They had to move all the existing patients. And now they have a professional bat removal service to get the bats out of the walls. Oh, my gosh. Is that creepy? Apparently, health inspectors did not find any evidence of bat droppings in the hospital. They do not believe there will be any lingering risks to employees or patients. All right. Well, bat droppings. This is a great transition. Let's go from bat droppings now to healthcare. Okay. So you're starting to see more and more little reports, little news junkets. This is from Consumer Reports, saying that the stingy health insurance plans that are now out there may be worse than no insurance at all. Remember I told you this? Remember I told you insurance companies are trying to do bare bottom, bare skeleton? Well, people are already noticing that. Now, remember, The whole purpose of health care reform, the Affordable Health Care Act, is to give everybody insurance. So some of these insurance companies are going to say, we're going to give you insurance, right? But we'll only pay up to $2,000 towards surgery and hospitalization. Only $2,000, that barely cuts it. Barely cuts it. So Judith Gross was interviewed by KOMO News, and she was stunned to find that her health insurance that she paid through her retail sales job that her employer offered her wouldn't even begin to cover her breast cancer treatment, expected to cost $40,000. It's a mini med plan offered by Cigna. It's a mini med plan offered by Cigna. Had low premiums, but would only pay up to $2,000 for surgery and hospitalization. This is what I've been telling you guys. And I mean, I'm sure we all predicted it. I'm not the only one that saw this coming. But if you want any plan with substance, you're going to have to start saving money now and paying for cash. Because what these insurance companies are doing is they're going to go as bare bottom as they can. Now, what I'm thinking this is I'm thinking that this is actually below what the Affordable Health Care Act is going to demand they cover. And so I think what's happening now is insurance companies are just trying to save every dime they can until 2014 kicks in. But still, it's not going to be a great plan. This is what I was talking about. The more you ask, the less you get. The more the government demands, the less we're going to receive. Ask and you shall receive. You better be careful what you ask for. So now, these little mini med plans are legal, but they're supposed to be phased out by 2014. It's just, I doubt that an insurance company is going to go from one of these little mini meds to something that's a full Cadillac. So just be prepared. And this is, again, why I have a huge issue with your employers having control of your medical destiny. Right? She has a retail job. And this is the plan her employer offers. The employer was probably like, I got to find bare bottom because I need to keep my bottom line afloat. Right? Everybody's worried about their bottoms. Right? Well, everything is going bottom. I mean, this is the bottom year, I guess. So it's very frightening because your employer is going to want to save money and he is going to be stingy because and honestly, you know, he has a right. He has to keep his business afloat. He has to provide insurance for everybody without going out of business. Because what good is he to you being out of business? Right? You need a job from him. That's why you're with him. Your primary goal is to have a job. Then it's to have health insurance. So he's going to do whatever he can to stay afloat. Yes, you're going to have some greedy people. Yeah, you know, that give you bare basic wages, etc. You know, while they're, you know, flying to Tahiti all the time. Yeah, there's those people out there, but that don't work for them. You don't work for them. You have a right to choose. I mean, maybe not in this recession, but God willing, the recession ends, you choose and you find somebody else. But when it comes to health insurance and all the demands that the employers have to make, I would hate to have my medical destiny, like if I had breast cancer treatment, in the hands of an employer who buys a cheap, dingy plan. But if the employer can't afford a plan, what are you able to do? The reason why the system is so messed up is right now health insurance is on the employer's shoulders and employers are firing people, laying people off, not hiring. So many more people are out of work and have less insurance than we ever expect and have no insurance than we ever expected. This is an absolute mess. You know, maybe a quick fix 3 years ago would have been, okay, let's just have insurance as the same. Right. But what we'll do is we'll expand Medicaid in order to pay for expanding Medicaid. We'll charge everybody $5 to $10 who takes Medicaid. Right. While everybody else on their health insurance is paying hundreds of dollars of premiums, Medicaid people only have to pay $5 to $10. And maybe we'll cut some of the other government spending that's wasteful. And we can at least get everybody coverage. But no. That wouldn't get Obama elected. You see, he needed the quan. Right. He wanted to pass an actual reform. Well, nothing's getting reformed. Things are getting ruined. This is healthcare ruin. So you're going to see more and more of this stingy health insurance plans. I love this headline from KOMO News. Stingy health insurance plans may be worse than none at all. What are you paying for? And I'm frightened as heck. This is what I've been talking about for years. Okay. I know I'm going to have some medical issues that need to be taken care of in the future. Whether it's a hysterectomy, whether it's my knees getting sculpted and the grizzle getting cleaned up down there in the knees, people in the knees, keep it clean in the knees. I know I'm going to probably need, again, breast issues because breast cancer's in the family, hemorrhoidectomy. I mean, I got a whole slew of things that I know I need to get done. Should I maybe get them done now? As health insurances are dropping what they're covering, do we need to get everything we need to get now? What is so frustrating is we have no idea what our health insurance is going to cover a couple years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. So if you think you're going to need a colonoscopy or a knee replacement or that hysterectomy, you might want to think about getting it now. Sit down and ask your doctor. And if your doctor says exactly what I say, I have no clue what the health arena is going to be, then you may not want to put it off. This is so frightening. I don't have money. I can't take off work now to get these surgeries done, but I may need to figure something out if my insurance is going to be such a stingy plan later. You know, my husband noticed that our rates skyrocketed almost 50% with our health insurance. We have to change our health insurance. It's covering less and less. You know, I am prepared that we're going to have to do the bare, stingy skeleton. I think I like that stingy health insurance rather than skeleton plan. I think I like that better. I think it really, really tells us where we're at with this. And it's frightening. And you know, I know people say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, everybody on radio, they try to scare people. Everybody's a right-wing nut on radio. Look, I'm not saying this. I could be Democrat. I could be Republican. I think we're all a little bit scared of what our medical future is going to be. I think both sides of the aisle are concerned. I'm not trying to scare you all. People are telling us they aren't getting stuff covered. This woman who has a $40,000 breast cancer treatment only has $2,000 of it covered. Am I the only one that thinks something's wrong with that? Okay? No one's being a right-wing nut here. I think we're being logical. Insurance isn't covering what it's supposed to, yet we're paying for it. We're forcing our employers to pay for something that we don't want. We need to get our acts together. All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Back to work tomorrow. You all be safe. And please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You all take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.